not perfect, I'm perfect until my heart explodes. I highly doubt I can make it through another.
Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas. LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Oh, it's Friday night, and you know what that means, don't you? It's that time again for Spank Wagon Radio. Tonight, we've got a special guest from OnTech.com. Oh, yeah, she's a geek chick who, makes a product that Murphy likes. I'll leave you to figure that one out. Tonight we're also going to see what happens when you give a bunch of drunks the ultimate drink. Someone better call a shrink. We want everyone to play along, so remember, if you're listening live, go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat link. We've got the webcam up. We've got the chat room open. We want to see and hear from you. Don't forget, we have a toll-free number. It means you don't pay a dime to waste our time. 1-866-587-6257. We'll get that number later. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready for the greatest internet radio show ever. With me in studio, we've got another wonderful, fun studio thing going on tonight. Let's go. I guess I'll cover it from my right here. We got Chief.
Word.
We've got Decaf.
What's up, man?
We've got Ginger.
Hello.
And Dickhead.
Not in the face. Not in the face.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
So you're saying we were going to have a guest.
We're doing an interview, not an in-studio guest. Also, over there in the victim chairs, what did we call you last time? Red something.
Burgundy.
Burgundy.
I'm just worried because
the Burgundy Stallion.
I'm just worried because D-Cast keeps on sneaking looks over there.
I'm not sneaking looks. I'm obviously looking.
They're blatantly.
Well, you know, it's like I always say, once you go black, your pussy never stretches back into its original shape.
You should know that personally.
That was quite an evil look for this.
Wow, that's funny.
Damn.
Although I think we need to take a moment now and do Dead Celebrity of the Week.
Yes. Oh. Which one?
James Brown is dead.
That's fucked up, man.
Wow.
God, what were you expecting? Gerald Ford is dead.
Oh, I don't care about that cracker.
Finally, this song has meaning. L.A. style, James Brown is dead. That came out in what, 89, 88?
That was like 91
or
92.
I thought it was 91, 92.
Was it 91, 92? I thought it came out, it was older than that.
Yeah. No, it was 93, 94.
All right, can I get another year? Yeah, okay, we'll say 90 before or after. Right. Murph.
I'm going to say 90, 91. That's
right. So when I say 90 before or after, you give me a number, you're a douche.
Well, no. See, the problem is...
All right. You lose the game. You lose this round. We're going to go ahead and go on to the next one. Before or after 90, Ginger?
Before.
Before 90.
I say 88.
88. So you lose two.
After.
After. So we have a before. We have an after. I think it's before. Could someone please use the wild, wonderful world of the internet to look it up while I think about turning on microphones?
I'm just waiting to see someone have this on their actual cell phone ring.
It's a good song. I mean, I love techno. So, you know, I'm going to like this.
Who does it again?
L.A. Style.
1992.
92. Oh. Thank you. So after, I was wrong. I figured it was older than that.
No, and I'm looking at it, like, the album that they released for this, James Brown is Dead, it's fucking 8 tracks, different remixes of James Brown is Dead, and then number 9, which is a Takeouts.
So it's EP, basically. Yeah.
So I knew it had to be after 90, but it still has that original Mortal Kombat sound feel to it.
Ooh, okay, now I'm getting conflicting reports here. I'm getting the original song released in 91, but then the various remix DVD, or excuse me, CD in 92.
Hmm. Interesting. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, maybe. Well, we'll go with 91. I don't know for sure on this cut. I mean, I stole this off of LimeWire, so of course it says Lords of Acid, which is like, no, guys.
No.
This is definitely not Lords of Acid. There's not enough porn. How you can infuse porn and techno music is amazing, and they do it well.
We should ask VCAP how he feels about James Brown.
How do you feel about James Brown being dead?
You'll see in a darker perspective.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Nice. Okay.
Sounds angry.
Everybody's
angry today.
So, well, as
opposed to last Friday?
No, yeah. Everybody seemed to be happy.
Everybody was pretty happy last Friday.
I was
Friday.
Happy.
I was happy, but he had the darker perspective, which was angry.
It wasn't angry.
No, it
wasn't
you know too what? Angry.
It was emotional.
Emotional. Nice. But this, we may have the trifecta tonight, though, because we had Gerald Ford died the day after Christmas. James Brown died Christmas Day. Saddam Hussein is set to be hung tonight.
Yes. Supposed to be hung before 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Pacific. And you haven't drank yet, have you?
Not yet.
Oh, I'm going to have fun tonight. I'm in a pissy mood, though. I'm in an asshole.
You're always in a pissy mood.
No. There's my normal level of I'm just being an asshole, and then there's tonight. I just really...
Dude, you only have...
I want to rip into somebody.
You only have two moods, cheap and grumpy. That's it. That's all you've got.
No. There's a third. You mix the two together.
Chumpy? Greep. No, Greep. I like Greep better. Greep. Yeah.
It's fun to be in such a pissy mood and not go anywhere after the show with everything that's going to happen tonight.
See, I can understand.
And that's my... I lose tonight because... you know, you guys are all going to be drunk off your asses.
Nah. I never said I would be.
We're not going to be drunk off our asses.
No, we'll I don't plan on
I only
wasted.
Have, what, about a third of, maybe a half bottle left?
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's the stuff.
That's the stuff
that
right there.
Did you take a picture of it?
No. Well, no, that is...
Absinthe.
That is absinthe, yes.
Absinthe.
It was snuck into the country for me by Tit.
It smells like Jaeger.
Why is there a barcode on the bottom?
Because he bought it in the airport.
Wait. He got this in a duty-free shop.
Yeah.
So there's no fucking sneaking. He got it at a duty-free shop.
It is illegal to buy in this country. It's also illegal to import in this country for resale, but it is legal to get for personal use. It's kind of a gray area.
It's really weird.
So in other words, he didn't smuggle it. It's a gift.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's totally legal to have this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of.
But for some reason,
it is.
But for some reason, he felt the need to bring it in his ass. I don't know.
But if you get caught,
I hope you
what?
Funny the way the white people write their laws, huh? You know, you can't sell it. You can't. But
how do you guys
you can
write
just
laws?
Take it
yeah,
in
right?
As a gift.
Bring in some black man laws. Bring in some black man laws and we'll talk.
Wait. You want to talk about black man laws? Just head your ass down to like South Africa. They want your farm. They just point a gun and shoot you. Yeah. Brilliant system there, Afro man.
Wow.
There's a reason there are white laws and there are black laws.
Why is that?
Nigga stole my bike. Nigga stole my bike. Nigga stole my bike.
Nice.
Nigga stole. Nigga stole.
That sounds like a song from Nintendo.
It's my type of punch out.
Nigga stole my bike.
So yeah.
Nice.
That was good.
Bring in the laws, decaf.
Yeah. You know what I did?
Bring him
you
in.
Know, speaking of some music that's going on, I actually did find an. You know, I know Chief's getting tired of REM's "Everybody Hurts," and I have another one for him to replace the REM song.
I don't know. That's a classic.
You ready for this?
Okay, I'm ready.
Dear diary.
Oh, shit.
You're apathetic.
You finally...
My life is spiraling.
You finally got this.
I couldn't get enough money to go to the Blood Red Romance and Suffocate Me Dry concert. It sucks because they play some of my favorite songs, like Stab My Heart Because I Love
and
You.
And you're so bopping along
soul,
to the music.
Of course, Stabby Rip Stab Stab.
Wow.
It doesn't help that I couldn't get my hair.
This sucks.
Bloodhound Gang is fabulous.
Gets better.
They're funny.
They're funny.
I'm an emo kid, nonconforming as can be. You'd be nonconforming too if you look just like me. I have paint on my nails and makeup on my face. I'm almost emo enough to start shaving my legs, cause I feel real deep when I'm dressing in drag. I call it freedom of expression. Let's just call me a fag. Cause
so yeah, that was that. Now, I was looking for songs for Ginger, and I have two, and I'm not sure which one I like better.
We need the chat room to help us out.
Yeah, we need the chat room.
So but I had one.
Wait, well, let me.
I heard the one.
Okay, guys, let me say this out now. If you want to get in the chat room, we want to hear from you. If you're listening live, and we know you are, go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat link. As Ginger does some arm flailing in front of me, we'll figure it out later. But he fucking dances
Starbucks!
To this shit, making fun of me. You're like, yay, Starbucks!
And she's telling me I had too much sugar today.
I said to say the phone number.
Well, we'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to get the chat room.
But people always ask me what it is.
Oh.
All right, everybody, listen up, please.
You're popping your peas there, my friend.
I'm doing way more than that. Right now, thousands of people who wanted to listen to our podcast now telepathically know, don't listen to that podcast.
By the way, our podcast is now listed on dig.com.
Oh, yes. I tried that, too, and it was denying me. I tried when they first opened up the podcast section.
Yeah, well, I had to blow a guy.
I'm glad you're willing to sink to those depths.
Can you guys say that I'm gay?
All right, so we're not even going to get the chat room talked about. Let alone Ginger's phone number. This is her personal cell phone
number.
Oh,
sure. Right, I got that. Right.
If you want to get with Ginger, call 1-800-DICK-ME.
I thought it was 1-866-DON'T-TOUCH-MY-BANGS, faggot.
Well, we could call it Creamy Bangs and make a whole website out of it. There you go. Someone's gonna have to register that domain right now. We're going to lose it and lose tons of money. If you want to get a hold of us, we'll give the phone number first. Are you ready? Everybody, all right. Shh. 1-8-6. Will you quit typing so fucking heavy? Okay.
Wait, which one is the don't type so heavy key? I don't know which one that is. Oh, look. Chief almost just blurted water all over.
No, sake.
Sake.
You got
no,
sake?
But the thing is, he's doing it all emo style. He's doing it.
Dude, okay, no. Give me that bottle right now. Give me the bottle.
It's a baby bottle.
No.
Give me the bottle.
I'm not going to. Formula in there. Wait.
It looks like
milk. Oh, my God. It doesn't look like milk.
It doesn't look like milk.
You got
a question.
Get a camera.
Is this also yours?
He claims it's sake.
That is a bottle of jizz.
That is
semen.
You're drinking semen.
But that's very watery semen.
No, I've seen enough bukkake videos. That looks like three or four guys worth of semen. All intermixed. Because when you intermix
it. Look,
let me
look,
see.
Look,
does this
look,
smell
look,
like
look,
semen?
Wait,
give it to me.
That shit coats.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, we can actually get an official ruling on this. We can finally have someone tell us if it smells like semen or not. Look, she's so just set herself up.
It's actually an Ishori sake.
Let's see. Now, there's a way to tell.
That's not semen.
See, there's a way to tell. If it had smelled like semen, she would have started drooling uncontrollably.
You think so?
Pouring it on her, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. There you go.
Just trying not to get it in the eyes or in her hair.
Don't touch my bangs.
How do you think she gets her bangs away there?
I hate that. That's the worst.
It takes you 3.5 weeks to put your bangs in place, right?
I swear to God, if I was dating Ginger, I would purposefully aim for the bangs every time.
You would have black eyes like you wouldn't believe.
She'd donkey punch you.
No, what's it called? A pink sock.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I have to get a strap on for that, don't I?
Yeah. That's
decaf.
Wow. Okay, 1-866-587-6257. That is the toll-free number. You can call us up and interrupt us at any time unless we want to ignore your ass. So once again, 1-866-587-6257.
Wow.
And then, of course, the cam and chat, spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link, and we got that. We also have everybody's email working, finally.
Yeah.
Except for Decaps, who doesn't check it.
So
no one tells me where to go.
Dude, I've told you like four
We're
or five times now. Fuck off.
I've sent it out an email.
Okay, so anyway, I have two songs that I want.
Songs for Ginger.
Two songs for Ginger, and I need you guys' help deciding which ones we should use. Now, she has one she likes, but I get to pick. So here's the first one.
You're my honey bun, sugar plum, pumpy and
but I'd have to do a little editing.
You're my
add in the sounds of gunfire, explosions, and rape.
Boo. Okay, so why?
What was
he cut
that?
It off.
Why couldn't you do that beforehand and call it prepared instead of saying, well, I could
because I was
this.
Doing this because
I could also come over there and slap you in the face.
I spent the
can
afternoon.
Go
I,
for it.
Yeah.
Ow. Son of a bitch.
Twice. Once for you, once for me.
No. Ow. Ow.
Thank you.
I spent the afternoon working. I had a lot of work to do. But here's the other one.
You had all week. What happens in your life from Friday night?
Dude, again, brand new computer. Just barely got it up and running.
Oh, I see. So
it's all the hermaphrodite porn. Dude, is taking up, all, that's taking up all the gigs.
Do you know
man.
How long it took me to back up all my porn? Holy shit. Fucking hours to back it all up. I started doing it across the network. I'm like, this is going to take
you know what
forever.
That lag on the internet was the last couple of days?
Dude, it was me. It was me.
And I still don't have good porn, damn it.
Okay, so here's the other one.
Neither
bring,
does Murphy.
Bring me back up. Ouch, here's the other one I'd like to use.
Mark doesn't care.
It's apropos.
Yeah.
It's totally appropriate.
Now, yeah. I did get one for you, though, Trench, and I think this has got to be the most appropriate one I've ever pulled out.
All right. Uh-huh, this my shit.
All the girls stomp your feet like this. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, I did it.
Wow. You suck. I did find one other little tidbit, little treat that I would love to play real quick, and this is some funny shit.
That's
kids, there's Sonic. Nothing more cool than being hugged by someone you like. But if someone tries to touch you in a place or in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable,
what?
That's no good. It's your body. No one has the right to touch you if you don't want them to. So what do? First, you say no. Then you get out of there.
Yes, an an anti-molestation campaign brought to you by the people who made Sonic the Hedgehog the cartoon.
Wow.
Next, they're going to have an anti...
Well, Digital Diva liked the second song you played for Ginger.
Oh, she liked the stripper
way.
One?
Yes.
Whoa! Hey!
Ginger's bang.
Don't touch me!
Oh, come on, it's Brack. Where do you go wrong with Brack?
Ginger's bang.
Don't touch me! Whoa! Hey!
Okay, yeah.
Do you have the fart song on there?
No, I don't.
I
know.
It's a good one.
You know, I must say, I do have the best song for the entire show, though. I mean, it's...
What's that?
Do you have me up?
Because I know.
Everyone has AIDS. I mean, it is a fantastic song.
So not.
Why?
Why not?
Let's see. Hey, wait, we were talking about new songs for Chief, right?
Oh, yeah. God. Killer than Jesus! What?
Do you want to hear that intro again?
Yes, please.
It'll.
I don't believe you're listening. Killer than Jesus!
Wow.
You're making me run to LimeWire real quick to see if I can find something.
Yeah, Thrill Kill Cult, cooler than Jesus.
Cooler than Jesus. Good band, though.
I think I got another one that's on the same. I live for drugs.
It's great. I live for drugs. It's great. I freaked out very, very badly.
Nice.
Not as good.
No, but, you know.
Not as appropriate.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to find
that. Did I win that one?
No, because if I would have been prepared, yeah.
So we did win that one.
Yeah. No, yeah. I didn't.
I didn't.
There were some CDs I didn't get brought back over.
Yeah. So.
I'm going to be looking for a late entry. That's. Speaking of, I did come home drunk last night and want to fuck my wife again. Yeah, I went bowling with Tit last night.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Yeah.
Late entry.
What?
Late.
Okay.
Wait. So you go hang out with the fucking gimp, and then you want
to
get...
He invited me to hang out with the gimp.
Okay.
Wait, but
now,
just
now,
you and the gimp?
And him.
Oh.
And Sal.
And Sal.
Yeah. Sal didn't
show.
So
we wanted
up.
Some kind of abnormal menage a trois or something.
Menage a trois.
No, I actually spaced it because I was prepping for the show. So.
Okay, okay. I'll tell you what. Her truck broke down again. See, that's the new excuse.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, if something goes excuse. Wrong,
no,
the truck broke down.
Do you know
down.
My truck has been in the shop twice this week and it's still acting fucking retarded?
I'm sure.
Can I tell you why?
Because I bought a Saturn.
Because it's a Saturn. There you go. That's it.
Let me see.
A darker person.
You and a fine other girl, right?
Oh, my God.
Hot.
Oh,
we're at God. Little Darlings. We're at Little Darlings.
Okay.
Drunk. All of a sudden, your car breaks down.
Dude.
That sounds like you guys went to fucking karaoke because y'all want to be a bunch of horny guys all night.
It cost me $178 to get my car fixed the next day.
Where's the receipt?
Damn.
In my car. You want me to go get it? I will on the break, jackass.
Oh,
go get it?
Yeah.
Come on, let's go.
No, wait. Let's be fair. What happened to your vehicle?
The battery just completely died and I had to drive it to the dealership and drop it off because it wouldn't start up again. I was so pissed and kind of tipsy that I went to, instead of pulling the hood release initially, I kicked it. And then I went and I was like, oh yeah, that was wrong. So I pulled it and opened it and it came off in my hand.
Oh, nice.
So I had to take it to the dealership regardless because they had to put that back on.
Yep. They had to fix that.
So I had to get the battery replaced. I got the, tires rotated and oil changed. I need to do that shit anyways. But then, after I got it done, my transmission, when I'm driving and I'm accelerating, my RPMs will go farther than I'm actually accelerating and go back down. So I had to get that fixed, and that was a computer blah, blah, and now it sounds weird again. It's just a different sound than it was before.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
Not happy.
What?
Yeah, I can't. I have the same problems. I mean, shit, how often has my car been in the shop the last couple weeks?
Exactly. So we're making fun. Well, yeah.
Toyotas never break down.
Dude, that's perfectly white of you. All right. keep driving
Do
the
I
Toyota.
Do I smell Oreo cookies somewhere? I love you, DK.
Damn.
I'll bring you some next week.
Toyota.
Whatever.
Come on now. J-Go. Don't make him feel bad.
What are you going to get for... Hey, I got a question. What are you going to get for your midlife crisis? A Yugo?
I'm going to get a Toyota Tundra.
Nice. I did see something online the other day.
Celica.
Toyota's got another hybrid prototype they're working on, but mm-hmm. this one's supposed to be like unbelievably fast, have like massive amounts of horsepower, and is going to start at about $30,000. And this one looks like it actually is going to go into production to compete with the Lexus that's coming out.
And let me just point out, when you're talking about like foreign cars like Toyotas and Lexuses, which are the same company anyway, let me just...
Right?
Oh, Jesus.
Wait. Mustang.
What?
The new Mustang is nice. You know,
yeah,
don't get
is.
Me wrong. It is a nice car. It's a nice retro design. It's just not doing it for me.
No?
You're just... Not like the Challenger.
Yeah.
That new Dodge Challenger is coming out. Okay, I am going
Charger.
To be selling my son. He'll be 4 by the time. Yeah. He will be yours if you want to buy him, because I will be buying that Challenger. It's the only way I figured
so
I can afford it.
So you're
selling
off your
son.
Okay.
I'd sell off my wife, but I don't do my own laundry.
And wow. I'm not going to do it for you.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Your wife would probably get a better deal.
My wife would probably get a way better deal.
Yeah.
But the problem is she doesn't pick up after herself, so it's sort of a trade-off there, too.
Yeah. All right, Trench, what do you say we take a break?
Yeah, because we need to go get receipts and stuff like that. And
So you are listening to the world's greatest internet radio station, or radio program. I fucked that up, too.
Spank Wagon Radio.
We want to be so professional. We really do. We try so hard, but until we get rid of Murphy, we're failing miserably.
You know what I think we need? I just think we need better music.
That's what we need.
Oh.
That fixed the problem. Okay. All of a sudden, the show's fart. No, go ahead.
It's time for somebody to lead all of America's niggas. The black, the brown, the women, the poor, all of America's niggas. And by that I mean, if we can put the nigga vote together, we can bring about great change in this country. If we can put the nigga vote together, we can bring about great change in this country. Into the thick of the fight. Link, I appreciate your listening tonight. I ask for your forgiveness. I ask for your patience. I ask you to uphold the Constitution and the American Bill of Rights. There are difficult days ahead, and the way forward may sometimes appear chaotic. I will not relent. I will not yield. The contest of wisdom. No one can question. The actions of our enemies over the last few weeks have been brutal, calculating, and instructive. One of his campaign people alleged that the president is like a puppet. I agree with you. I do. George Bush won, George Bush lost. I don't see how you can lead this country if you say war would make this world a more peaceful place. That's kind of a fucked up mentality. It makes no sense. I don't think that makes sense. I don't think it's right. It's ludicrous. The troops wonder, how can I follow these guys? I'm loath to put words in somebody else's mouth. It's time for somebody to lead all of America's niggas. And by that I mean the young, the black to brown, women or we can put them both together.
All right, first, let me just say this as clearly as I can.
Stop the killing in Darfur. Stop the killing in Darfur. These crimes are genocide.
Stop the war.
This week.
The return of the Jedi.
This administration had its chance. They have not led. We will. This administration had its moment, and President George W. Bush squandered it. Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time.
Somebody to lead. All America's niggas.
Everybody went, oops. That wasn't a popular move. But it's the right move. I disagree. Strongly disagree with that.
Yeah. If we can put the nigger vote together, we can bring about great change in this country.
Racial prejudice is a reality in America. Pure and simple.
Over 200,000 black males were denied the right to vote in the 2000 election.
State of Florida. The matter was handled in the courts and thought by some to be settled.
But the matter was not settled.
We have a duty to defeat this enemy.
The best way to protect you is to stay on the offense.
That is the best way.
If we send mixed signals,
if you send mixed messages,
if you say,
we have a duty, you better mean it. Get out the word.
So chaos.
In a few cities,
war has just begun.
This vile display shows a contempt for all the bounds of civilized behavior.
It reveals a fanaticism that was not caused by any action of ours and would not be appeased by any concession.
The wait has been long. But it won't be long now, and it won't be long now, and it won't be long now.
We believe it is a tragedy of history
that in the United States,
which gave the world great gifts of law and science and faith,
so many have been held back by lawless tyranny and fanaticism.
We believe that when all Americans are finally allowed to live and think and work and worship as free men and women, they will reclaim the greatness of their own heritage.
And when that day comes, the bitterness and burning hatreds that feed terrorists will fade and die away.
America and all the world will be safer when hope has returned to Washington, D.C.
If we can put the nigger vote together, we can bring about great change in this country.
If we can put the nigger vote together, we can bring about great change in this country.
Have a part. The game is over.
Rue the day.
I took it personally. Man who sits in the Oval Office
is a pro, an expert,
and a crank.
Don't stay out too late.
And beyond the violence,
Iraqis are proud people who resent foreign control of their affairs.
Just as we would,
we can achieve the peace we all want.
One heart, one mentor, one person, and one soul at a time.
And let me say one other thing. May God bless our country.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, We're back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Thank you, Decaf.
That was just wonderful.
That was actually a real... I mean, we need to clip that and save that and, you know...
Exactly.
Frame it. All right. Merv, who do I have on my phone?
On the phone here, we have Catherine. And Catherine is the director of operations for a company called OnTech.com. Say hi, Catherine.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
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 Catherine, why don't you tell everybody exactly what OnTech.com does?
OnTech.com, we make a self-heating container that you can put different beverages or soups in. It has a heating element inside of it that you can use, you know, whenever and wherever you want. Gets your coffee or tea, hot chocolate, up to about 140 degrees in about 5 to 8 minutes.
Is it compatible with alcohol?
Funny you should mention that. Actually, it works quite well, very well, in fact, with alcohol. We've made some in our lab, but we do not sell any with alcohol.
Instant hot toddy. That'd be fantastic.
Dude, sake.
Sake.
Sake. Okay. All right.
Okay, Catherine. Now, I told you before we were going to bomb you with some science-type questions. Now,
okay. Go ahead.
I would like to know why you guys chose calcium oxide as the heating mineral over something like maybe magnesium or something even maybe a little safer.
Well, actually, calcium oxide is pretty safe. It also is, it makes a nice cycle in the chemistry in that it returns to calcium hydroxide and calcium carbonate, which are natural elements found, you know, in your coral reef beds, those sorts of things. So it is actually a fairly safe reaction. Some of the other reactions out there, magnesium iron oxide, they can be flammable. If they're treated correctly, they can actually be, you know, combust and create a fire.
Whoa.
Yeah. So those and obviously cost is always a good one too. Lime is very, very cheap, so that helps us keep our cost of our package down as well.
Now the lime that you guys use, now you said it returns to a mineral state. Is it reusable?
It's not reusable in that state. What happens? How the reaction happens is you mine lime out of the ground and you cook it and you cook all the water off, and then when you want to get that heat back, you add the water to it, and so you're just kind of making a cycle. So if you wanted to reuse it again, you would just have to put it back through its original heating process to drive off the water, and then you could add it again. But the reaction itself is not reusable.
Okay. So now we've seen the ones from Wolfgang Puck, and we've seen a couple of other ones. I think there's even a soup one out there now. The applications you guys came up with for, I don't know if anyone goes to OnTech.com, you guys can actually go through a little demo there that'll show you how the process works and the actual containers themselves. When you guys were developing this, was this specifically what you guys had in mind, or were there other applications you were looking for?
We have actually a lot of other applications that we deal with, larger food products, stuff for the military, stuff for health and beauty, but... The founder of this container, this is actually his direct, thought of what he wanted to produce. It was modeled off of a container, a self-heating sake container that's available in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
You just made Chief break out a huge smile there.
This is Trencher here. I got a question now. Looking over the information for the actual mineral, calcium oxide, does it give off any gases? Because it says here that it gives off carbon dioxide.
It gives off water vapor.
Okay.
It shouldn't. I mean, it doesn't give off carbon dioxide.
Okay, because I was
don't know what sheet you're looking at, but
yeah, I'm reading stuff off of Wikipedia, of course. because then my next question: the container from the demo that I've seen, the container seems to be completely sealed. How do you handle that expansion, that change of state?
The container is actually, it's sealed from the beverage side of it, but it's not sealed on the bottom.
Okay.
So when you remove, and I know some of your listeners probably haven't seen this, but when you remove the metal bottom right before you activate the container, you're actually opening up the reaction chamber to the environment. So it can, pull gas from outside or expel gas if it needs to.
Okay.
So, you know, that way you don't have any sort of pressure buildup or anything like that.
Now, we were supposed to have some samples here in the studio, but there's obviously been some shipping delays. Either they didn't get delivered or they made themselves to a wrong location. So what we'll do is next week we'll actually do the live demo on the air, which will be actually pretty cool. I myself have had the hot chocolate, and I got to say I actually did enjoy it. You guys have a couple of other options as well. There's what else is there, Catherine, as far as coffee?
I have a pull.
We have four coffees. We've got double shot, latte, hazelnut, French vanilla, and mocha. We have two hot chocolates, hot chocolate and hot chocolate with marshmallow, a chai tea, green tea, and then we'll shortly be coming out. We have four soups, chicken tortilla, tomato vegetable, chicken, and French onions.
Hmm.
And your booze line is coming out when?
not soon enough.
You'll have to swing by the lab for those. Those only go right out the back door. So.
Nice. Speaking of the lab, when you were actually creating the proper weights and the proper measurements of all the chemicals used, what disasters did you incur?
What sort of disaster?
No one lost a finger, I hope.
No one lost a finger. You know, it's a pretty safe reaction. I think one of the most interesting things that we did was we kind of changed the reaction rate by using different amounts of chemicals. So it's a very common reaction that's used in construction industry, steel making, water purification, and we kind of flip-flopped it and said, you know, instead of adding kind of one to one, we'll, add four parts to one. So during that kind of phase, you know, you'd get a lot of extra energy or not enough energy, but, you could get some meltdowns and stuff, but nothing too drastic.
You basically haven't turned any cans into pure slag yet.
No.
Well, that's because they didn't use the magnesium.
Ah, very true.
Right.
Good evening, Catherine. This is Decaf. Hello?
I'm sorry?
It's Decaf.
It's another one of our hosts.
Yes. I have a question for you.
Sure.
Other than on Untech, your website, is there any other stores or places you can purchase this?
Yes. It's available across the country now in different grocery store chains. Now, since you got the tech person and not the salesperson, you know, I can't tell you all of them because they don't let me out of the lab much. But I do know, you know, that in the next couple weeks we'll have available on our website where you can, you know, jot in your zip code and it'll tell you the stores that are available around you. So it's we're in a lot of chain grocery stores, in certain Walmarts, certain convenience stores, truck stops, those sorts of things. But
when I was speaking to to Jonathan, you guys, the CEO, the other day, he said you guys are commonly available in Sam's Clubs. Here in town, I had some trouble finding some. I know he said also you guys just started shipping to Walmart, which is actually a nice little feather in you guys' cap, too. That's going to get you a lot of recognition.
So now you work in the lab. What is your role in the lab then?
Well, I try to keep everything running. I fly back and forth between San Diego and Wisconsin and try to help keep our manufacturing plants running smoothly and, you know, at the same time try to fuel more development to, you know, bring costs down, new product lines, those sorts of things. So just try to keep all the wheels turning and all the balls in the air.
All right. Now, another question. This is the same material and same system used for MREs. Am I correct?
Yes, it is.
Do you guys also produce the MREs for the military?
We do not. And actually, let me clarify that it's different than the old technology for the MREs that used, I believe, a magnesium iron oxide or a potassium, potassium-based one. But they're switching. They're you know, actually very interested in the calcium oxide as well. However, I'm not sure if they'll fully convert to a calcium reaction. Calcium, you know, the military is more concerned with weight and less concerned with safety than the American consumer.
Yeah, I was going to say the potassium and the magnesium are a little more highly volatile.
No offense, I want to get a hold of some of that. Give me a little cup of water and just run and
no,
have some fun.
Head for the hills. Now, Catherine, I got to ask you kind of an environmental aspect. You've got a plastic container sealed, and the actual puck itself is contained within a foil container.
Uh-huh.
Now, how does that work on a recycling side? I mean, you've got what looks like plastic. If it hits an environment, you know, goes to a recycling plant, when they split this thing open, is there any danger?
No, there's no danger associated with the reaction. The type of recycling that it has to go through is actually more tricky with the metal ends that are on it. The top and the bottom have metal ends, and so they have to be separated from the plastic. So that's more of the trickier side for the recycling people. They do that, you know, with magnets. You know, different packages that you'll have some parts plastic and some parts metal. So they go through these sort of, you know, machines where it's all broken down and the magnets pull out the metal so they can be recycled separately. But there's no danger associated with the, you know, reaction or anything like that.
Okay.
Could terrorists use this technology for...
Jesus.
Hey, somebody's got to ask.
Yeah,
right?
The guy who works for Fox, the fearmonger, wants to know if this could go into a terrorist organization. Great.
Well, you can be, you know, happy to know that TSA will not let you take them on the airplane. So they, you know...
Just add water.
We were on numbers, I think. They've used one of our containers and had made a little bomb out of it, which was pretty funny because it... actually didn't work at all how they described it. So,
Darn those television people.
I think maybe some drug smugglers might have an easier time than the terrorists.
Oh.
What's this white powder? Calcium oxide.
Calcium oxide.
Catherine, this is Ginger. I have a question for you. How long did it actually take to get you guys to perfect the product? How much testing did you actually do on it?
This container's been in development for, I would say, 7 to 10 years.
Wow.
That's a shitload of Q&A.
And you also mentioned that you guys have health and beauty products. What exactly were you talking about, or is that too off topic?
No, that's fine.
Some of the stuff is, you know, like bowls or stuff for more different types of products. The limitation with the container that we have now is that you can only have liquids in it. The way that the heating mechanism works, you have to have convection in there. So it wouldn't work for a stew or, you know, macaroni and cheese, that sort of stuff. So we're working on expanding that side of it. And then, you know, into the therapeutic line, you know, where you would want something that would heat up for your muscles or, you know, something along those lines.
So like a heating pad. Bengay kind of thing.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Well, that'd be great. Muscle strain out on the field. Guy goes out there on a stretcher. They pop the top off this thing, throw it on him, and there you go.
And then they realize it's coffee.
Well, I don't mean the actual
And then they pour hot coffee all over them, yes.
Now, Catherine, how many of these things do you guys have running around the office?
Do we have it at the office?
I mean, like for the, you know, various reps there, the people that work there, do you guys have an actual coffee pot there, or does everyone just drink these during the day?
Both, actually. We have a lot of coffee drinkers. So we're, you know, sometimes the 5 minutes is too long and they have to run to the coffee pot. No, actually, we drink both. The big hit at our office is the soups.
People
love the soups.
Can't wait to give that a try.
Yeah.
So now, are you looking for other marketing, like, you know, Starbucks or Pete's or anything like that to start marketing this, you know, just the hardware, if you will?
Yeah, eventually we'll, you know, branch out into licensing the technology out. I think, you know, we kind of like to be in control of our own destiny and want to make sure that we have a good quality product, you know, and that we're happy with the flavors and that sort of stuff going out to the consumer. So, once things start building a little bit quicker, then we'll look at that, you know, expanding into different markets and letting people come up with their own products. So it's definitely in the plans.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, guys, we are going to have the product next week available. The box just showed up at my house, and the wife she can bring it, but it's a little too close on time. So what we'll do is we're actually going to do a live product demo next week. I can't wait to give these a shot.
Do we get soup? Can I bring my hacksaw?
Yeah, bring, you know what? Hacksaw, Dremel, whatever you want to bring, because I want to take one of these apart.
Okay.
So if we take this apart on air, is anybody going to get hurt?
No, no one will get hurt.
Okay.
Should we bring goggles?
Is there anything?
Unless something goes crazy with the Dremel and I can't be responsible for that.
Okay.
But.
Is there anything that we can do that can guarantee somebody can get hurt?
I think you want to be the terrorist.
We need the answer to that one.
The the best way to hurt someone, I guess, would probably be to throw it at them.
I can do that. Okay. Way,
throw a bunch of these at Lake Mead.
Self-contained coffee flinging contest. This will be great. Guys, in the local Las Vegas area, if you're having troubles finding it, I can tell you where you can definitely get it. The Valley of Fire Paiute Indian Reservation, they have a whole rack of them, and I'll be heading up to St. George, going right through there tomorrow and grabbing a couple of these on the way. It's a good product, and I like it. I haven't tried the coffee yet.
And
but,
for those of you who are everywhere else in the continental United States, if you want to check on their website, it's ontech.com.
And you can order them there.
Yep. And they'll be delivered to your door.
What's the limit? Why is there a limit on the cases, though?
Oh, because our case packer gets tired.
Awesome. Nice.
No, actually, we had to do it because stores were trying to purchase through the website, and we were trying to get them to purchase through our...
Through
our
your sales
reps. Department. So they call and, you know, they want, you know, 30, 40 cases. And
oh, geez.
So but you can just order twice if you need more.
There you go.
Well, guys, again, ontech.com. Check it out. It is a neat product. Catherine, thank you very much for being on the show with us here. And,
no problem. Thank you guys for having me.
And hopefully we'll talk to you guys again later on, let you know what we think.
Yes.
All right. We'll be happy to hear.
And work on awesome. That alcohol line.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Jeez.
All right. I'll get right on it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks,
all right,
Catherine.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. All right. Wow.
Very cool. Very interesting stuff.
That's gonna be fun. I'm probably gonna crack
now,
open
now
one
you,
of them.
You have that. You have the case, so you got to make sure we have some.
Oh, I will. Yeah, I will. I'll probably end up opening the chocolate, the hot chocolate with marshmallows one tonight when I get home.
That's interesting. I mean, how big are these? How large are these cups?
About 9.5 ounces or so. They're
that looks like
big.
20.
Well, that's because a large portion of it, you got to remember, is the heating
element. Yeah, okay,
what
fair
they call the puck.
The puck.
Yeah. The online site had a play-by-play demo.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, there's a really cool video there if you guys check it out. Like I said, it's a neat product. It's something I thought was neat. And when I called, it's yet another company where I get a CEO on the line and
speaking
I wind up talking to him.
Speaking of, did you see my email that I sent you about Ken and Umail?
That he answered you back with a lot of details?
Nope. I was listening to another radio show. Actually, one of my radio shows I love
That's
listening
right.
to, Off the Hook. It's a hacker-based radio show out of New York City. They finally demoed Umail for themselves and actually asked a lot of the same questions that we've already asked and stuff. But a little bit of ego, a little bit of, you know, a little bit of ha-ha.
Neener, neener, neener.
We were first. Okay. So,
wow.
Well, you know.
Hey, no,
when you can say that, it's nice.
It is.
But, yeah, I wanted to say we had to pass that on to Ken because the Umail, which we've demoed in the past and talked about, is definitely starting to get more and more attention.
It is, and again, everybody loves it when they call me and they get their own little individual messages.
Mm-hmm. So ontech.com is the site. You can get this. Murphy's the only one who's tried it so far. Yep. So,
but everyone will try it next week. That's going to be the good thing.
This is like the one food episode I'm actually looking forward to.
Yeah.
Hot chocolate with marshmallows.
I will make sure that there are hot chocolate with marshmallows. If the wife drinks the one tonight, because she's begging if she can have one right now. If whatever she drinks, I'll have to replace. But it's a neat product, and I drove with it, and I was a little worried about it at first. One of the things I have to tell you guys, yes, there are vent holes in the bottom, so you will get some water vapor off the bottom, a little moisture. Mm-hmm. But it is a neat little package, and it comes in handy, especially for a guy like me who spends a lot of time driving, and I like my hot coffee. And
Yeah. That's very cool. Very, very cool stuff. All right. What else do we got? Anybody else have anything they want to bring up? Because we're going to take a break here in about 15 minutes or so.
Oh, I got all kinds of news and stuff.
So that way we can prepare for the last half. And I mean, anybody want to start the round table?
I've got a ton of news. It just depends. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'd like to hear Decaf's James Brown thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, let me...
Or we can do it now.
Do you want to do that now?
Let's do it now.
Let's do it now. I want to hear this.
Bring on the black man.
So we can talk about it.
All right. Hold on one minute. Hold on. Jesus Christ, people.
Oh.
Yeah, it's that time again. All you white people are shivering. I hope y'all scared. Now, welcome to the Darker Perspective. I'm Decaf. Today I want to talk about James Brown. This man, a legend for 50 years, wrote some and danced and sang some of the best songs in American history, had the smallest bit on the news this week. I could not believe every news channel I watch on, it's like James Brown is dead. And unto
raping the something something or whatever the fuck. And I don't understand how a man this great, now Princess Diana died, they had the bitch on TV for like 6 fucking months. Frank Sinatra died, he was on the TV for 6 fucking months. But James Brown, a legend for 50 years, he fucking died. They give him a little fucking piece. Then they go, well, we're going to talk about Sodom's hanging. James Brown's dead. You know, I found out, I wasn't even watching news. I had to find out from a fucking text message that he died. That's how fucking little information is about it. And I go looking on websites, CNN. There's hardly any fucking info about it at all. And the only thing they ever talk about is his fucking arrest. That's all they talk about. When Elvis died, they never talk about how fucking he was fat and fucking, sorry, Murphy. No, sorry, but your boy was fucking, you know, found with a piece of shit hanging out of his ass on the toilet. You know what I'm saying? But they don't bring that shit up. All they talk about is how great he is. They have imitations of him. And I just don't understand how a man that changed music so much could get so fucking little after fucking 50 years of doing this shit in this country. It's sad. It sickens me. And I've been pissed about it the whole fucking week.
Wow.
So, for all you white people out there, buy a James Brown CD. Make yourself feel good.
That's right. Go. Easy to get anywhere. On the transcontinental overload. Just fly behind the wheel.
Wow. So obviously you couldn't go on.
Yeah, song about the country. And don't get no fucking respect for it.
Wow.
At all. Unfucking believable.
Better music than that.
Well, you know what happened. Ford died a few days later, and so that
a few days. He died the next day.
Yeah. Ford's been dead since the 70s.
Yeah, no one told him.
Damn.
All right, now, look, I know we're not supposed to comment. I know we're not supposed to say anything back. But, dude, come on. You cannot bring up all the shit that's going on with James Brown to when Elvis died. When Elvis died, there was nothing going on in the world. There was literally not a whole lot going on. James Brown dies in the middle of a couple of wars, Saddam Hussein going on trial, and a bunch of other shit. I mean, trust me, I totally understand that there certainly wasn't anywhere near enough enough attention brought to this, especially since he died right around Christmas. News departments around the country were just shut down. Yeah. It sucks.
We had
it
like
really
two
does.
People. We had two people at work.
Oh, but dude, you can't.
And you know, and then they were writing the news, and they were like, "Oh, look, James Brown dead." And then one of them said, "Who?" And I said, "James Brown." He was like, "Who's James Brown?" Yeah, it was kind of sad.
Are you serious?
No, I'm serious.
How old was he?
Oh no, they're like 22 years
does
old.
Does he think Michael Jackson's white too?
She, yeah. Female producer. Yeah.
Fucking sad, isn't it?
Wow.
Well, I mean, you got to attest, too. Back when Elvis died, the news was completely different than it is now.
Yeah, it was actually news. It wasn't,
propaganda.
Yeah. Like news-tertainment is what we have now.
Like Fox?
Wasn't editorialism?
Yeah, no shit.
But it's just, I'm still fucking.
You know, I kind of have to agree with Murph because, you know, I'm thinking back, you know, I mean, granted, most of us were 1 or 2 years old in 77,
yeah,
so we don't know. Yeah. Wow. Or you know, freshly hatched. And news back then just didn't even seem, I mean, yeah, there was like, you know, the gas crisis and stuff like that, but I think it was the first mega celebrity to die, you know, because that's set in the 70s. You still had a lot of people who were alive and around and kicking from the 30s.
And he wasn't that old.
And again, you have to remember something about Elvis, too. Elvis helped bring that black gospel feel into mainstream rock and roll.
Stole that black
gospel. Oh, my God.
That white America would accept. White
Here
America
we go.
What did James Brown steal? Coke?
Oh, damn.
Like I said, that's all they fucking talk about.
No,
that's
I'm
all they
saying,
fucking talk
look,
about.
Look, if Elvis would have had
just
a,
like the rest of them.
No, I'm not.
You are just like
now
the
wait,
rest
decaf,
of them.
Now, wait, decaf. If Elvis would have had a crazy, whacked out mugshot like James Brown has, dude, it would have been a whole other story.
Instead, he gets a stamp.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
James
you know what? I'll tell you what. You
they should have James Brown imitators on the street.
That's what I was just going to say. You can feel completely vindicated when they have a James Brown impersonator.
They probably do.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Oh, yeah.
And there's on top of that, every celebrity that dies young gets more attention than when they die old. Yeah, that's a proven fact.
But I mean, Elvis wasn't all that young, though, either, though.
But he wasn't as old as James Brown.
No, he wasn't 73 or 74. Yeah.
I have to say that I probably like a lot of James Brown music more than Elvis.
Yep.
I'm going to have to say that. Sorry, dude.
I'm half and half. James Brown is the father of funk.
Yeah.
Soul.
But
soul.
No, father of soul.
No, it's also funk.
Clinton.
Go on the internet.
Clinton.
No, Clinton took it another step. But I got to say, James Brown
was right there with soul and funk. Yeah,
there is a plus side to it. Jesus did have a very funky birthday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's lame.
Oh, God.
Especially since his birthday is in the middle of summer.
So they say.
All
it's
right.
Contested.
What else
I know
do
that
we
damn
have?
Science. Contested. Oh, I got some fun stuff.
Oh, boy.
Let's see here. Let me get out my little folder marked show stuff.
Funny, I had the same
Otherwise
folder.
Otherwise called Wikipedia.com.
Oh! Wicca News.
Wicca News.
Or is it about?
I don't know. Here, while you're doing that, I got something.
All right.
Okay. Is it a penis?
No, it's me mixing up and forgetting to turn one of my audio clips off.
All right.
Let's turn off my audio clip first.
There we go.
There we go.
All
right.
Welcome to our show. We're happy that you're here to hear us sing a song about this crazy year. There was violence in Iraq, trouble in Afghanistan, and Brangelina had a kid and started their own clan. Oh, Osama hides, Britney rides, Saddam lost his case. Remember when Dick Cheney shot that one guy in the face? Phone call scams, liquid bands, Chavez blew our nuts. In the year 2006, the world was knocking butts. Tom Cruise got the axe, the tie had quite a coup. I learned at summer camp, Mel Gibson hates the Jews. Haggard fell from grace, Zarqawi bit the dust. And the Google guys bought YouTube for a couple billion bucks.
Woohoo!
Did you hear this past year, Castro nearly croaked? And Ariel Sharon suffered a hemorrhagic stroke. Abramoff, Tom DeLay, freezers full of cash.
My congressman, I envy me for a picture of my ass.
Harris wore a sex. Religious wars abound. Kim Jong lit a bomb somewhere underground. E. coli in our food. Ken Lay died after trial. Lance Bass announced that he prefers alternative lifestyles.
Whee!
Did you hear this past year? Romney got the can. The Dems took over Congress.
I don't think they have a plan.
Israel, Hezbollah, Iran wants a bomb. The way that things are heading.
That was awesome.
Okay, who put RoboDick on the phone?
Oh, God.
Who? Why is RoboDick on my phone?
I am always on the phone, Treacher. Now, it's been a while since I've been on, and I have a little bit of an issue with this.
Wait. Let me just do this really quick. Everybody listen. Way ye woo. It's RoboDick Cheney.
You know, you act like you're not happy to hear from me, Treacher. I gotta say, now, I have been reading your emails and listening to your phone calls, and I know that you have been expecting me.
Well.
Or at least your wife has.
Ah!
Now, those children are agents of Al-Qaeda. We do know this for a fact. And we do believe that JimJab.com is, in fact, a terrorist recruiting website. And I didn't shoot him in the face. He just happened to step in the way of my bullets.
Wow.
Okay, you know what? You can say that all you want, and you're pointing fingers again.
I'm pointing shotguns, you dumb son of a bitch.
All right, listen, you crotchety old fuck.
Oh, hold on. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. It's another little heart attack. Don't worry. Hey, hold on just a sec. Hey, Robbie, get my pills.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so, you know what?
Yeah, he's a funny guy, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, okay, now, wait. RoboDick, are you still... Okay. Saddam Hussein is going to be hung tonight. What is the official White House response to this?
Saddam Hussein was definitely responsible for 9/11.
Wait. You just said Saddam Hussein was responsible for 9/11? Bullshit!
I didn't say that.
Ha 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 ha! it.
You are inferring and thinking what you want to think, and I'm sorry that you couldn't interpret it like that.
That's not what you said. You said that.
Again, you're obviously wrong, Carter. I never actually said that. Now, I would like to give you our official statement on what I was saying. Now, we are very happy that this obvious leader of terrorist organizations throughout the Middle East has been brought to justice.
Wait, what terrorist organizations was he the leader of?
Well, you see what's going on in Iraq.
No. You to answer my question, Robodick. What?
The insurgency. He's obviously the leader of the insurgency.
How? He's in his fucking prison. How? Are you saying that your military courts are insecure and their military courts are so insecure that
he was tried in an Iraqi court. If had he had been tried in an American court, it would be a little bit different.
Ah!
But again, as the leader of an obvious terrorist organization, we do, hang on a second. George, put that down. Put it down. No. Little son of a bitch is trying to put a fucking up light socket again.
Nice.
Anyway, Saddam Hussein is obviously the leader of a terrorist organization, and with him comes the end of the reign of terror there in Saudi Arabia and in the Middle East.
Wait, Saudi Arabia, is it going through anything right now?
Well, it's that whole Middle Eastern region.
Oh, so now you're classifying everybody.
Well, you're
profiling. You're like, fucking pro. Hey, Robo Dictator's profiling.
I'm not profiling. I'm making this a safer country. Now, we're not live, right? This is just us talking, right?
Oh, no. I'm not going to answer that because you should know.
No, okay. Then I'm going to assume that because I know you don't put me on the air anymore. Look, Saudi Arabia is a hotbed for terrorists. You know it. I know it. The FBI, CIA knows it. Shit, those guys who flew those planes into those buildings, those guys, most of them are for Saudi Arabia. I mean, come on. They didn't have anything to do with fucking Iraq, so... But anyway, our official statement, you write this down, our official statement is, with Saddam Hussein gone, we can now finally stabilize the Middle East and Saudi Arabia and its oil supplies. I mean, just stabilize what's going on in the Middle East there. And now that the man behind 9/11 has been brought to justice, we can, in fact, move on as a country.
So he is behind 9/11.
Wait. Move on as a country? We've been doing fine as a country.
Obviously, you haven't been looking at what's going on in the world. We have stopped many, many, many plots by our own government and by the...
Wait. Did you just say by our own government?
Obviously, you're hearing things again, Trent.
I'm not hearing things! I swear to God, I heard wrong...
Hey, Church, I gotta ask you, by the way, did you get your plastic tarp and duct tape yet? There's an election coming up in 2 years. You're gonna need it.
Well, speaking of the election, since you are here, with what's going on with that guy in the Senate who had the brain aneurysm or whatever.
Yeah, we call him Sparky.
Okay. Well, Sparky had his brain aneurysm. You're about ready to maybe possibly gain control of the Senate again.
Maybe. Do you know how long we had to fight an engineer with the CIA to slip that guy an aneurysm? We put it in his food, we put it in his water, we put it in his Coke, we put it in his tea. Holy shit, we finally had to put it up a hooker's ass for him to get it. That was months and months and months of planning, and the only reason he got it instead of Harry Reid is fucking Harry Reid, I swear to God, all he does is drink fucking pureed food out of a bottle that his wife makes for him. We can't flip shit on that guy. If we could, he would have been dead years ago.
All right, well,
Nancy Pelosi. Now she's a cunt and a half, isn't she?
Wait, hey, whoa, hold on.
I gotta tell you guys that the reason she's the Speaker of the House, we totally arranged that. There's absolutely no way fucking me or George are going down, because who wants that raging lunatic as a fucking president?
Well, okay, let me ask
you. Have Pee Wee Herman without his Ritalin.
All right, so what we have basically is you're saying that, now that he's gone and all these plots and everything's going to be a better world, what about my gas prices?
What about your gas prices?
Are they going to go down?
Depends. Are we close to an election?
Well, okay, everybody, that was Robo Dick Cheney.
Anyway, before we go, I'd like to say something very special to your new co-host. What's her name? Tits? Tits McGee?
yeah, Dick.
Hey, Sugar Tits, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, you know that little camera you've got built into your laptop there?
Yeah.
You know we can turn that on whenever we want, right?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you need to put that zucchini down, darling. You're doing nothing but damage to yourself.
It's not a zucchini.
Oh, it just looks like a fucking 3-foot-long green plunger.
It's not 3 foot long, and it's not a zucchini.
Look, I'm surprised you can walk, okay? And for God's sakes, put the peanut butter down. I know you love your dog and all, but leave it alone.
Hang up on him already!
I gotta go, George. Fucking Christ, George, you don't eat the Play-Doh.
All right, we... Okay, so we had Robo Dick Cheney there. Oh, geez. Nice little recap.
Guys, what did I miss? Oh, God, that was a nasty shit. What did I miss?
Nothing, really.
Oh, okay.
I hope he realizes that everything we have is going to be in the podcast, so...
What's going on?
Robodick visit.
I missed Robodick again?
You missed Robodick again.
Son of a bitch. I never get to talk about that.
Those noises you were making from the bathroom did not sound like you were taking a shit.
I think he borrowed
yours. Yeah,
I think he borrowed my
laptop
and looked at the porn he sent me.
I got to tell you something, guys. I found something really neat. I got this link the other day. Fucking goes right into her camera. Holy shit. You should have seen some of the diabolic shit she does.
Have you known? Well, that's actually an exploit on the Mac. One of the very, very few exploits. It's a proof-of-concept exploit that was a virus that if you put it in there, it turned your camera on without turning on the Lambda light, the little green light, and it also then broadcasted it out if you wanted it to. It was proof-of-concept, so it never really got introduced into the wild, but that's very scary because so many people do so many things I never want to see.
There's video out there somewhere of someone sticking a Sharpie into their asshole.
Exactly.
I never knew you used
By the way,
cucumber.
Honey, I need a new Sharpie.
You know what? This cucumber lie needs to stop.
Hey, come on.
It's
came
pink,
from,
sparkly fucking vibrators, okay?
It came from the Vice President of the United States of America, Robo Dick
Cheney. He has me confused with some other redhead.
We do not doubt him.
Yes.
Dude, Robo
Dick
is
scary. Do I need
to
get rid of those pictures?
Do you doubt the vice
president? Wait, are there?
I doubt many people of the United States
don't
in the House.
Doubt the vice president of the United States.
Oh, boy. Okay, so I got something here. 10 most dangerous toys of all time. This is nice
her
and
dildo.
Appropriate.
Actually, before we get into that, we really need to do it's 7 o'clock,
a break.
Which means we have not really a break, so to speak, but we really need to get on with the bit part of the show tonight.
Oh, well, then let us go to a quickie break so I can set all this up because it takes a couple minutes.
So we'll go to a quick break, a one-song break. Murph, go for it.
Ginger's like, I want
Hey, by the way, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Like
this is
Spank Wagon Radio.
We'll see you in a bit.
Quickie.
Click it already, bitch.
I've got it clicked. There we go.
Yeah. Because he looks like a bitch.
Listen, all you motherfuckers.
Meister, I love you!
Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We'll not turn Murphy's mic on because he's over at the kitchen counter. We don't have a light. Oh, let's see. There you go. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher, with the usual complement of nuts and fruits.
Hello.
Yes, Decaf.
Well, I was listening to the podcast from last week because I was late getting Christmas gifts from Santa in the parking lot, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't get to hear the opening song. And when I listened to the opening song, the lyrics were great, but I was praying for James Brown or Elvis to come back to life to sing it.
Wow. Well, I don't remember what the opening song last week was.
Exactly. This shit had no rhythm at all. It was like, did you hear the paper crinkling?
Oh, that was the local Christmas song.
Oh,
that was
okay.
The one I tried to delete so that you wouldn't use it, and I forgot.
Oh. Okay, so what, Murph? This is another one of your bits. Is this going to be a disaster like your drinking of energy drinks?
Oh, fire!
No, because we're going to light something
on fire out of their ass.
You're lighting shit on fire in the studio.
Yeah, we are.
Did we get permission for that?
I got special permission to have absinthe in the studio.
All right.
And redheaded stepchilds equal fire.
Fire?
What? Your redheaded stepchild?
I don't know. Yeah.
Protectame and fuego. No, so yeah, we have absinthe. Chief, you're going to have to do the play-by-play for us there. So tell the people what absinthe is.
Absinthe is a beverage that was distilled in the 1700s and 1800s, widely known to be used by... You're a dick. Widely known to be used by Van Gogh, Hemingway, and a bunch of other
Everyone who killed themselves.
A lot of people who killed themselves. Superstitions say that absinthe makes you crazy. I think it's just a lot of binge drinking that does that.
Well, but if I'm going to go back down to just me hosting the show, see you fuckers later.
The chemical properties of absinthe actually break down to something very similar to THC. So
just don't let me paint myself an emo corner and everyone will be fine.
Woe is me.
I'm Ginger. I've been late.
I'm not whining about that yet.
Don't touch my bangs.
Yeah, don't touch my bangs. Yeah.
Don't rag on my dildo.
What? Yeah, her 3-foot cucumber.
I do not have any.
They call that one the happy farmer.
Okay, let me just say right now, I don't even have access to a cucumber because I don't have a fridge. Because I live in a casita with no kitchen in my house.
So you keep it in
the kitchen is the main house with the guy that owns the house.
So you're a squatter.
What? I live in a guest house, an in-law, but there's no kitchen. It's just a room and a humongous bathroom and a humongous closet. Like, I could have a colony of midgets in my closet. Mm. It's so big.
Mm. Hence why she
and I haven't gotten a fridge yet. Like, I was going to get a bar fridge. So, yeah,
I'm tired of it. No, don't fall for it because you have an untech cup with the cucumber in it. Keep it warm.
Why would I want to keep a cucumber warm? Then it's going to flop around and it will be hard.
See, wait. She just broke down the science of a cucumber. You do have one. Because you know what happens when a cucumber gets too warm.
Because I'm not stupid.
Thanks
for the support, guys.
All right. Actually, Trench, Chief and I are actually going to be doing this little experiment here, so you're going to have to do play-by-play.
Oh, I'm doing play-by-play. Are you guys drinking at all?
I want to drink.
Yeah.
But this is one that you have to have someone drive you home. Is that correct?
Honestly, yeah.
If you drink how much?
Okay.
Well, I mean, it depends upon how much you drink and how quickly you drink it.
We do not condone drunken driving.
No, we do not. Ooh. That's the extent of that.
Okay, so here we go.
Wait. How am I the one doing play-by-play and you're the one talking? See, I told you.
Because you're a loud mouth.
This is another Murphy bit.
I'm just going to have to say that I usually don't do well after Murphy's fire bits.
Well, I don't know. We lit the peeps on fire last for...
You lit peeps on fire?
Yeah, you're wasting
Pour that shit. Just do it.
That's fantastic.
Tell me exactly how
What's going on here, Chief?
So you fill the glass with a little bit, about 3/4 of a shot of absinthe in the bottom of the glass, and you pour just another 1/4 of a shot over sugar cubes on a slotted spoon over the glass. Go ahead and pour that. Yeah, keep going. Come on. Yeah, there you go. Okay, and then you light the shit on. You light the sugar cubes on fire and let it burn.
Nice little blue flame.
A little blue flame.
Very
you
pretty.
Let the sugar cubes caramelize as it drips into the glass. This can take a while.
They nice he says around. Caramelize. You know, thank you, Julia Child.
And today we're going to let them caramelize. Then you put them in your alcohol.
That looks.
Or you could do a pool of emerald.
That
bam.
That looks a little bit too close to crack for me, right?
After
you know, just think about
it. This is some shit my dad used to make.
Decaf is right here. They have a spoon, a rock, and a fire. They're fucking making. They're fucking getting. They're rendering crack.
Which 7-Eleven were you hanging out behind earlier today?
Do you guys also have them glass roses so that way, or the fabric roses, so you can use the glass tubes for smoking it?
Yes.
Oh my God. Now this is a sickly green sort of radiator. radiator, you know, coolant.
It doesn't
coloring.
Look like a Mexican screaming flag. What's it called? Mexican flaming flag. Those are good.
I have no clue what you're trying to say.
It's a drink that you light on fire.
Okay.
Is dead.
What?
I'm giving this one to Decaf first because James Brown has passed. To help him take his pain away.
That's right.
So you're making these, and then we're going to try to do a normal show on top of this?
Respect your Negro, and they won't steal your iPod.
So...
They won't steal your iPod.
All right, so why don't we let them mix this stuff up?
Steal me an iPod.
Yeah, really, steal me an iPod. I need a new one. My 15 gig is getting loaded down. All right, so what I found online was the BBC released a list of 100 things that we did not know last year. So I kind of wanted to go over some more of these. Maybe we can open them up for discussion while, you know,
the chemistry partners are playing.
Lab geeks. So a few of them that I picked out here, some very interesting facts that we didn't know last year. Number 5, standard size condoms are too big for most Indian men.
Really? I'm glad I've never dated one.
So there you go. The lion, number
doesn't
7.
Doesn't mean you didn't fuck one.
What?
Doesn't mean you didn't fuck
I
one.
I didn't. I almost did.
Almost?
He lives in Arizona. Anyways.
Yeah, wait, you're not a Native American Indian. We're talking the 7-Eleven Indians, Punjab.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay. we're not talking, we're talking.
You're not talking American, you're talking Eastern.
Yeah, again, we're not talking.
Yeah, gotcha, okay.
Okay. Number 7, the lion costume in the film Wizard of Oz. Guess what it was made from? Real lions.
Oh, nice. Damn.
PETA would be crying.
I got a PETA story.
That's some good
stuff.
Oh,
what's your PETA story?
You want me to tell it?
Yeah, absolutely.
The PETA story. Oh, that smells really, really bad. So there's PETA, the animal rights group, is asking that a man from Will County be banned from further contact with his animals. He's been charged for having sex with a cockapoo.
No,
cockapoo dog. A cockapoo, if no one knows, is a poodle cocker spaniel mix.
Oh, okay.
So this 27-year-old man has 2 felonies from repeatedly having sex with his 18-year-old female cockapoo.
Jesus, that's an old and dead dog.
He's on probation after pleading guilty in April for this.
Wait. How
Fluffy's
does someone
easy.
Get?
She doesn't move much,
really. How does someone get caught fucking their own dog?
I don't know. I want to say the dog was. It was actually. I think he lived with his mother, and the yeah, the mom walked in on him. I'm not sure, but he
the
also was. He was guilty in April for indecent solicitation of a child. So this is all piling up on top of him. They said if he was convicted, that this man should be banned from any contact from animals. Yeah,
it's funny you say piling up.
But
on top
during
of
his probation, during his probation, he even had problem with the no contact because he had websites related to the arousal, sexual arousal from looking at children's diapers.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, and his bail. Get this, his bail is only for $2,000.
Damn, I think that's one of the worst fucking things I've heard on this show. And I've heard some bad on this
show. Dude, I think the dead deer carcass is pretty bad.
No,
well, but okay, anybody who has
any animal fucking is just, yeah.
You know, there is an interesting side note to that guy.
What's that?
He did get kicked out of Congress.
When are we going to start drinking this? Are we waiting? You already started?
I think they're waiting for everybody.
He already spilled a little.
Oh, Murph, that's your fault. Booze has been spilled.
So am I supposed to drink this fast or slow? Okay, but how should I drink it because I'm driving home?
Just nice and slow.
Okay.
Just calm down.
God, I wish I had my Starbucks. This is gross.
Anybody going to need a breath mint after this? How's the flavor? Oh, God. Ginger's folding her face
up. It's a worse aftertaste than a during taste, and I do have gum. Thank God.
Tastes like black licorice.
It is like black licorice, which I hate.
Oh.
Yeah, me too, bud.
No, shut up. You're like, I am black licorice. And then she's like, I hate, and you're like, fuck.
And about the chocolate and hot chocolate and marshmallow, you got hot chocolate over here. And marshmallow,
oh,
you're
shut
right.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but on the end, you got fruit. All right. Here's another one. Number 12. The Pope's been known to wear red Prada shoes.
Oh, that's fucked up.
That's interesting.
Bullshit.
No, this is from the BBC. They don't lie to us. They're not American media.
Okay. Chief, let us know.
Here we go. This is a good fact for geeks out there. Online shoppers will only wait an average of how many seconds?
15.
At 10.
7.
5.
And Chief is closest. It's 4 seconds.
Fuck.
If the page doesn't load in 4 seconds, they'll give up.
Damn.
That's fickle shopping. Donald Rumsfeld, a friend of our guest, Robo Dick Cheney, he was both the youngest and the oldest defense secretary in the United States history.
Hey,
yeah.
Trench, guess who just popped into the chat room?
Who just popped into the
chat room? Our old friend, Lil Timmy.
Oh, no.
Lil Timmy's back.
We haven't seen him in ages. Hello, little Timmy. All right, good morning. Moving on. Number
Hello, 20. Little Timmy's daddy's cock.
Yep. Hey. All right, moving on. 23. More than 1 in 8 people in the United States show signs of addiction to what, Murph?
Caffeine.
Ginger?
I was looking at the chat.
What's the percentage? More,
1 in 8 people in the United States show addiction to what?
Starbucks.
Caffeine, Starbucks.
I'll say porn, but I think it's more than
porn.
That.
Heroin.
Heroin?
It's not an addiction if you really do love it.
Internet.
Mm. Oh,
the
bullshit.
Internet.
It should have been MySpace.
Come down to the fucking library.
All right. True or false? True or false? More than 90% of plane crashes have survivors. True or false?
Cheap. True.
True?
False.
False?
False.
False?
True.
True. And the answer is true. More than 90% of plane crashes have survivors. Here we go. Nice little interesting fact. The Mona Lisa used to hang on whose bedroom wall?
Mine, baby.
Right next to your Velvet Elvis and dogs playing poker.
That's
yes.
Right.
The Japanese man that keeps painting them every day for the last 2 years that was in the news today. Sorry. Yeah.
That's close, but no. This is a tough one. This one's not common trivia.
Howard Hughes.
Howard Hughes.
I was going to say Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner.
I have a real one. Real one. Ben Franklin.
Real no. Napoleon Bonaparte.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. So, all right. Let's see. Like 100 facts, and I'm just kind of going through and grabbing them. Here we go. Watching television can act as a natural painkiller for children.
And for their parents.
Apparently. That's actually a real one, but I love this one. The clitoris derives its name from the ancient Greek word clitoris, meaning... Now, I'll give you a couple
Tiny
options.
Tiny penis.
I'll give you a couple options. Inverted man... Little Hill or Faith Hill?
Faith Hill.
Faith Hill.
Second one.
Little Hill.
Little
Hill.
Yeah, Little Hill.
Yeah. Nice.
Little Hill. So when you talk about going
down.
I'd like
to see Faith Hill, Little Hill.
Of course, if you look at some of Murphy's porn, some clitori are
has a little.
That's a mountain.
That's not a Little Hill. That's,
that's a bulging. Surgery. Ew.
That's a bulging landscape.
Yeah. All right. Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Actually, it was the egg.
Egg?
Sorry. Hold
chicken.
On. Yep, I know the answer to this.
Give me the news music. Quick. Give me the news
I
music.
I don't have the news music.
Saddam Hussein is dead.
Oh.
Saddam Hussein is dead. Former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein is dead. Executed by hanging for killings committed during a brutal crackdown nearly 25 years ago. Iraqi TV stations are reporting. Saddam Hussein, 1937 to 2006.
So now what is George going to do?
You know, it's
do?
Really sad. They're using the same graphic style that they used for the James Brown death report.
Wow. So Saddam Hussein is dead. The trifecta has been completed.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump in like that. I just felt
That's urgent news. Modern teenagers are better behaved than their counterparts of 20 years ago.
False?
True. Ginger?
False.
Decaf?
True.
It is true. They show less problematic behavior, including sex, drugs, and alcohol.
Then how are 13-year-olds pregnant?
I don't know.
And why did I see a 10-year-old at the fucking bowling alley last night looking for her smokes in her fucking purse?
Holy shit. I guess it's an on-average kind of a thing, not necessarily where you fucking hang
out. How old is your daughter?
She's 10.
Three more years, man.
And I'm terrified.
All right, here we go. This is for the
Six
slobs.
More years and
what,
she's
till you hit on her?
Sexual consent.
Huh?
Three more years till you hit on her?
Sick.
Ugh.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. She's not a boy.
He uses the roofie.
Yeah.
He's like all about throwing the roofies at
her. It's no longer called rape. It's now called surprise sex, by the way.
Ooh, yes. Yeah. Well,
Murphy has taught me well. He's the first one to introduce me to the theory of if there's grass on the field, play ball.
Nice.
Okay, hold that thought. Now, see, this is where we're going to dig into this. Everybody here who had sex with an underage girl while you were working at a public television station, raise your hand.
You better answer.
I didn't have sex with her.
What did you have with her?
He just finger banged her.
Nothing, really.
Well, don't look at your wife. It's a little late for that now.
No, I mean, it's true.
She's not saying much over there.
She doesn't have a mic.
It's true.
Kinda,
so he did have
there,
sex
Murph.
With an underage girl.
How old were you?
Wasn't you? Okay, so when you guys were, quote unquote, going out, how old were you again there, Chief?
I see Chief starting to sweat.
Look at the gloss on his hand.
I know, yeah. It's starting to pour down.
Okay, I'll have to say that I was,
19, 20. How old were you?
Oh.
Ooh, 15. Oh. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, she's turned 16.
Turned 16. Yes, that whole 1 year. All right, so let's see, going on the list here. Hey, here's it.
You're all jealous.
Everybody needs an occupation. Goth, so those pasty-faced teenagers who wear the black clothing and, you know, pretty much are lame assholes.
Hey.
That's fucked up.
You're not goth. You're
no,
not goth.
I'm not.
I'm former goth. I'm former goth.
Okay.
If you can believe it.
I do believe it, actually.
Iowa has goths.
Yes.
Who would guess?
And then I moved. And then I moved.
Yeah. I respect the goth.
I can say I still own and listen
Let's
to Sisters
to
of Mercy.
Come on.
And,
Children's of Nephilim.
Actually, there's one tonight, too.
Yeah. I respect the goth. Anyone could dress that
fucked
up and walk down the street.
Hey,
I
guess what?
Credit.
We've got more
in Arizona. They're even worse.
Guys, news.
The trifecta has gone beyond. It has now gone into a quad. Lisa Left Eye Lopez of TLC, I think, was that? She's dead. Died in a car accident.
What?
She died in a car accident years ago.
A long time ago.
The fuck are you talking?
I know.
That was lame.
All right, so goths, true or false, are they likely to become doctors, lawyers, and architects? Murph.
Lawyers.
Lawyers.
Well, no, it's true or false.
True.
True.
True?
True.
What people?
Goths.
Lawyers.
Or
true.
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 Fucking listeners. All right, yes, true. Actually, it's shown that they are more likely to become doctors, lawyers, and whatnot. Here's an interesting.
They are creative
here's another interesting thing. If left alone,
will
70%
Murphy masturbate? Yes,
dude.
Like a monkey,
dude. You know, the minute he hears the wife close the garage door, he's in the other room with the computer going to porn.
When she's putting her shoes on.
Yeah, the computer, the porn, the door closed, and it's a fap fest. All right, Ginger, you okay?
You all right there?
That stuff is so nasty. I wish I hadn't drank all my Starbucks.
Sorry, I'll zip up my pants and put it away.
Going back
to the fact I read earlier. Going back to the fact I said earlier, you know.
That was sorry. I got to do it.
So. Standard size condoms are too big now for Murphy, too.
All
right. Finally,
okay,
if left alone, 70% of birthmarks could fade away. True or false?
True.
False.
True.
Oh,
really?
Fuck you
all.
I think Murphy's figured out
everything. And I may be hung
true.
Like a chipmunk, but I got a tongue like Gene Simmons.
And breath like B. Arthur, so you lose.
That's why they're stank down
That's
there.
A pot in the fucking kettle if I've ever heard it.
Thank you for being a friend.
That's why I eat mints. That's why
your mouth smells like the trash compactor from Star Wars. Trash compactor.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Well, you don't
exactly.
Not take like half of it. Oh. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Is our show interrupting your conversation?
I'm pawning off some of this stuff.
No. We don't. No, you don't want to get him more inebriated.
She's like,
he's gonna start humping your leg.
Let me go get
what
my taser.
Wait, me started.
Yeah. Just wait until he finishes.
Who has my taser?
No,
not me.
He likes it. Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Hey,
Murphy,
did we...
Murphy likes it in the pee hole.
Oh, oh God.
No, no, not in the pee hole. No.
Zap.
No.
Did
no.
we finish the...
We don't finish shit no. here.
We stumble around until we bump into a new topic.
Okay. What's the funny story?
A surgeon in Germany says that he was cheated out of thousands of dollars. I can't even talk because of this shit. Okay. Because he's cheated out of thousands of dollars in fees by women who failed to pay for their breast enlargements.
He
has no facial photos to identify these women, but he does have photos of their new chests.
How are you going to repo it?
Which he gave to the police, hoping they would help identify the women.
So
can you imagine they're like, excuse me.
Ma'am, could you lift up your shirt? We think you match a description.
Nope, you don't. Come here, you.
You know he was the camera guy in Girls Gone Wild, and he just decided to take pictures.
They're going to put him on Maury Povich. He's going to be like, she's the one. That's her.
Wait, no, not Maury. It'll be Geraldo.
But they're German. Yeah. They're German. So it's not going to be like Maury Povich, like Der Povich or something. Das ist das
Those are not... Her titties.
It'll be David Hasselhoff. Yeah.
David Hasselhoff.
There I go.
Okay, if he has a photo of David Hasselhoff's tits, I'll.
Mach den Mario swing, die Arme auf und ab, setzt euch jetzt in Trab. Super Mario, ein Schritt vor.
Oh my God.
Hey, tanz den Mario, meine Freunde, ja. So geht's.
You're fabulous.
The Rammstein version of Super Mario theme.
So yeah, that's that.
Wow.
So
where do you get this,
dude?
He sits up. Oh, if you
wait, I have an answer for that.
All right.
Now this may seem a little difficult for you, you and your little monkey mind to comprehend.
Okay.
The internet.
The what?
It's a series of tubes.
But only one out of eight people is addicted to it.
Wait, who created that? By the way,
Al Gore.
Oh,
Al
that's
Gore.
Right. That's right. Valtimesta hurin on anka linna, aina täynnä säpinä on anka linna. Arvoitus raukee ja ansat laukee, ankat oho, uutta juota ansaa. Here's the webcam when we need it. Oh my God. Joskus hyvää, joskus pahaa. Yeah.
Oh, man. Uh-oh. I see Trencher in search mode.
Yeah.
Sorry, yes.
Yeah.
This could get interesting real quick.
I don't have anything.
Okay, is this a fight for music?
Yeah, they do this once in a while. Here, I got something. FDA approves food from cloned animals is safe.
I saw that.
Yes, the government declared Thursday that food from cloned animals is safe to eat. Wait. After more than 5 years of study... The Food and Drug Administration concluded that cloned livestock is virtually indistinguishable
from conventional
livestock.
5 years of studying and 10 years of eating it.
Oh, I know what this is. Wow. You threw in a little Weird Al in there.
I do the Molly Ringwald, but I'd fall through
the ankle. Oh, man. FDA believes that meat and milk from cattle, swine, and goat clones... is as safe to eat as the food we eat every day.
To be honest, I don't know. I mean, they say virtually, and they use all these just 99%
double
of
speed.
Word. Yeah.
Yeah, double speed.
What is the problem with cloned food?
I have no problem with it. We've been eating genetically altered.
That's what I'm saying. We've been eating it for like 10 to 20 years
Yeah,
now.
We've been eating grains. Grains are so genetically altered, but they're not cloned. You know, this is the roast beef you've just eaten twice.
Man, this steak tastes just like the steak I had yesterday.
Yeah.
It is the steak you just said yesterday.
Honestly, though, I'm surprised. You remember when all the cow farmers got pissed at Oprah?
Oh, yeah.
Because she, like, said negative shit about hamburgers? Are they going to go nuts because now their entire, you know, they're going to have price dropping because, hey, Bessie the cow is Bessie the cow is Bessie the cow is Lumpy the cow. Because you can only clone so much, right? But
I'll take the Lumpy burger.
Ew.
Ew.
Well,
is
think
that
about
an ear?
It. You, it's cloning.
Michael Keaton proved that in.
He touched my Pepe Steve.
What was that? Duplicity.
Multiplicity.
Fucking
great.
Actually, what happened to him? He disappeared.
He did some kind of movie about ghosts and radio
white
waves.
Noise.
And,
oh, and
noise.
The sequel's on its way out, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Well,
now
actually.
It's an invasion.
Andrew Kimmel, Andrew Kimbrell at the Center of Food Safety claims many clones have deformalities. and that there's little taste for this.
And Trench and I know that to be true. Clone degeneration disease. What do you think happened to Peter Parker?
Oh, you had to go Clone Wars. Oh, yeah. He also goes on to say the vast majority of Americans do not want to consume meat or dairy products from cloned animals.
Hey,
And he points to recent food poisonings. This administration has not been paying enough attention to food and safety, so this is like a Katrina on your plate.
So did they when they bred them, did they take the hostility and aggression out of them and make them easier to control?
Maybe.
The thing is, though, Dolly the sheep died really young just because of the fact that she, you know, being the first clone sheep, her lifespan was only a couple years.
There's a farmer somewhere who only payment wants one more cow for himself.
But I don't know. I mean, would you guys eat cloned meat if you knew it was cloned meat?
Oh, yeah, I would. Fuck yeah. But I probably already been eating it.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Well, yeah, you would eat dog. Here's the thing, though.
You're not allowed to eat my dog.
Why not?
Because...
Oh, not a oh sure no problem. No, it's a why not? You just see that fork. He's like, shing. Come on, puppy.
Come on, puppy.
Here, doggy, doggy. Ah.
C spot with A1 sauce.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Right. So as I was saying,
what were you saying?
I don't remember anymore. But it had to do with the clone meat and the fact.
No, wait.
That
I have a question. If we eat it. No, regarding the cloning.
Cow brains.
I'd eat it.
No, seriously. The cow brains and the mad cow disease. Mad cow disease exists simply because you're feeding the species to the species.
Itself. Right.
If it tastes like Popeye's chicken, I'll eat the shit.
Cow on cow prime.
Yeah. No, but cow, what about the problems with the chickens?
Bovine squared.
Where they were giving them the shots to keep the diseases away from them, and then they'd get used to the shot, and they could still have the disease, and it's untreatable.
Yeah. And now they're KFC.
That's happened with us and penicillin. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But if they're cloning, wouldn't that pass on?
You want to talk about
God
a cloned...
God knows I've been through enough penicillin.
You want to talk about a cloned food? Bananas are the ultimate cloned food. As a matter of fact, the bananas that we eat now did not exist 100 years ago. If you notice, when you eat a banana, what's missing? It's the one fruit that's missing.
The black guy who picked it.
The seeds.
The seeds.
I mean, you can still see where they should have been,
exactly.
But
bananas don't have seeds. Bananas are cloned food. And they were, you know, they're actually becoming extinct again because of a mold or a fungus that eats on the bananas that killed the last string.
Along with apple trees, apricots,
a lot
of these fruit trees.
So what's going to happen? These cloned cows are going to create diseases. And diseases don't just stay in your body. They do communicate out.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what anybody says or thinks, they do communicate out. You're going to then infect and make sick the healthy cows.
You can ask my wife. She's a biologist.
Well,
my God, you're right.
I look forward to hearing from our new bovine clone masters.
Thank you, Fark.
Yeah, you can ask her. She's got a master's degree in that shit.
Am I somewhat on the right path? Get up to a mic. Come on. You never used to talk before. Talk now.
Yes, you are completely and totally right.
Thank you.
You just need vindication.
Someone smarter than me just told me I'm right.
No, I win. You've just been approved by an expert.
Ooh.
And not even an internet expert.
Yeah.
A real expert. Yay. Wow. Great. Now you have to put footnotes.
I know.
Yeah. No, you're fabulous. Don't play it off.
Marine biology does not a geneticist make.
Okay, Yoda. So what's next in the news?
I have something that's not necessarily news. I don't know if we ever got around to playing this. But with Christmas come and gone, I think it's time we should play it anyway.
We missed it
last week.
Okay, play it.
Old Saint Nick's got bourbon breath. It's so cold you could catch your death. A cop sold me some crystal meth. It's a merry fucking Christmas. Everything's so Christmassy. The streets are twinkling with frozen pee. My priest just sat on Santa's knee. It's a merry fucking Christmas. All the kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them. Unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other jip religion. Crappy toys flying off the shelves. Midgets dressed up to look like elves. Spread good cheer or burn in hell. It's a merry fucking Christmas. Santa brings them, unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other jip religion. Crackling fires to keep me warm, and my collection of Asian porn. Cradle my bells and work my horn.
you're sucking, midget chucking, slap the puckin'. How much would get a wood check, checking, Merry fucking Christmas.
Chief's gonna light something on fire.
Shut up.
They're getting more booze.
Nice.
Very nice. Dennis Leary?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that was that CD I brought in that we never got a chance to play.
Ah, you're right. So
it all fell down a series of tubes.
All right. Well, what else do we have? I got one here. This is a good story. German again.
Achtung, baby.
Close. What? No. A German woman is suing a foster agency after her teenage foster son ruined a valuable stack of naked photos of her by committing an act of self-love all over them.
So he beat his meat on stepmommy's photos.
Yes.
On foster mommy's
Hold
photos.
Hold on. Marietta Anton, 50, who now lives in Portugal's Algarve, was 25 when she was photographed naked by her boyfriend at the time, Sigmar Polk. After they split, Polk went on to become a world-famous artist, and the old pictures were valued at over £35,000. But Anton's 15-year-old foster mom, or foster son, Mamet, found the old photos. Mamet. Found the old photos. He thought he had unearthed a secret porn stack and then proceeded to
beat off
on him. Basically, in news that seems likely to keep local shrinks busy for a while, he did not realize who the model was while he was enjoying himself. Despite the work of art to try to restore the pictures, they were extensively damaged and only made about $8,000 at an auction.
Hey, is it still an Oedipus complex if it's a foster mother?
I don't think so. Huh. I don't know. Maybe because it's supposed to be a caregiver. So anyhow, Ginger, you've got something?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I found a jackass copycat.
Oh, no.
A soldier is being treated for his injuries after setting off a firework between his buttocks.
What?
22-year-old told his friends that he was bored with their fire display, so he copied the stunt from Jackass. He obviously dropped trow, slipped a black cat thunderbolt between the cracks of his ass. His friend set fire to it, and then he bent over while his other friend was videotaping the whole thing, laughing, obviously.
Those are nice.
They also filmed that he blew up his ass.
Nice.
The soldier's been returned. He just got on a tour of duty, returned from Iraq.
What do you want for Christmas, Jimmy? I want a thunderbolt black crack jacker ass thing. Just shoot your asshole out, kid.
And then your scorcher colon. Yeah, that's basically
scorcher
what happened.
Scorcher colon.
Scorched colon injuries.
He has to be treated for burn wounds in his rectum.
Because you can't walk, you can't move.
That's... And it's on videotape.
You're the scorcher colon guy.
I saw you on YouTube.
You'll blow your own asshole out, kid. Oh, my God. Yeah, I got something. 10 most dangerous toys of all time. Tried to talk about this earlier. Anyone want to guess what number one is? Because they go backwards on this rather than going 10 to 1. Most dangerous toy of all time.
Most dangerous toy of all time. Lawn darts!
That would be correct. Lawn darts are, in fact, the most dangerous tart.
Do you know what? Story. Total Midwest story. My brother and I were so bored one day, we were throwing lawn darts at each other.
Wow. Okay, well, the number two is the Gilbert U-238 Atomic Energy Lab.
The P-38 Space Modulator. Where is my earth shattering kaboom?
Fusion Buddy Fallout Shelter not included. So yeah, this was actually
Mommy, Daddy, why am I glowing?
It was about $50 and it basically you could make your own atomic energy. Wow, that's kind of funny. Some of the other highlights on this list, let's see here. We've got the mini hammocks from Easy Sales. I can't tell you how many little kids flipped out of that thing and damn near
killed themselves. Mini hammocks for Barbie?
No, for kids, little kids. Then there was the snack time Cabbage Patch dolls.
Wait. What's wrong
with
that?
Dude, they still sell Cabbage Patch.
What's wrong with hammocks? If you're
not a hammock. It's a mini hammock.
What's wrong with a mini hammock?
What happened to the Flower Patch Kids?
If you're so stupid that you can't get into a fucking hammock, you deserve the brain injury.
Well, number one, it was actually designed for four-year-olds, so it was very, very small, and it really didn't hold up. So as soon as anything got into it, it began to spin like Foghorn Leghorn, and you got launched out of it.
What? Wait, this
awesome. No, that was the mini...
Well, you know what? Get them number two on the list. They could be a fucking rocket ship, atomic rocket ship.
Chomp the child's finger off?
That would be the Snack Time Cabbage Patch dolls.
Yes, it would grab the hair, and the gears inside would pull your hair into the baby.
Yeah, and they would take out fingers. Parents got a $40
refund.
It's like
refund. Chucky, but real.
Yeah!
Nice!
Then on the list would be the spinning toy of death, the Sky Dancer, which my sister had.
That's been out for a while.
Yeah, and it's no longer out anymore. Then number six would be...
Wait. What's the Sky Dancer?
It's
a stupid doll that...
That's arms flip out like a helicopter, and you launch it by pulling a little thing, and it spins it. Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, spinning toy of death.
Nice.
The Bat Masterson Derringer belt gun, little cap gun that fired.
Bat Masterson. Wow, that's like, oh, I don't know, the 50s?
Yeah, caps can be ignited by friction and can cause serious burns. It's like exactly what you need in your corduroys.
You know what? That's the thing, though. When I was a kid and I played with cap guns, we would purposely get all the caps into one thing and smash them to get the biggest and loudest and most explosion. Fiery boom that we could.
Where did you grow up at?
Iowa.
Yeah.
I have one for...
I was in Arizona. I don't have much of an argument for Arizona either.
Yeah.
Number 7 would be creepy crawlers.
Dude,
take 310-degree plastic and, you know, put it in a little hot plate. Have your kids play with it.
Good point.
That's a fun one. What else we got on this list here?
Well, I guess Shrinky Dinks would be a pretty dangerous toy then, too. Yeah.
Johnny Reb Cannon. That's another one.
Friends have that, actually.
You should have done a porno.
Battlestar Galactica missile launcher.
Wait.
Who are you? I'm
that
Johnny
looks
Cannon.
Like some toys for girls that are adults. Come look at this. Cannon. Come here.
Wait. Sorry. Battlestar.
Go back.
Honey, do you
go
want
back.
That? Do you look want us that. To bring that home?
Jesus Christ. Actually, the problem was a choking hazard on that one.
I bet it was.
And then number 10 being the Fisher-Price Power Wheels motorcycle. I actually remember seeing this.
What's wrong with the
Eager youngsters gunned the throttle, found out that it often stayed gunned, stuck in a petrifying state of permacceleration.
No. It wasn't the kids that were getting injured. It was the parents running out of breath, chasing after them. Fuck you, Timmy! Get back here!
And honorable mention goes to the Manly Toys Disco Light.
And on that note...
What?
No, wait. No! No, I have one more! Damn you!
Son of a bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Thank you, Decaf. I got a lot of people I need to thank. First off, let's give a big thank you to LV Rocks and LVRocks.com. Also, let's not forget Door From Hell Radio, Flash FM, Fox FM, and the KC Host Radio Network. Now to the important people.
Me.
No.
Me.
Everybody. Still no. Everybody in the chat room. First off, let's give it up to Anorexic Pillow.
Sweet.
Chris 1019. No. Digital Diva 40. Kiss Freaks. Toe and Toodle Nuggets. To every one of you, you get
Mad Bro.
Treasure, cut the music. Cut the music. Trust me. Cut the music.
Why am I cutting the music?
Is mine up?
No, you're wrong.
Bring mine up then, douche.
No.
Come on. You suck.
Denied.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
You suck, dude. That would have been
all right,
funny.
Again, I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm the Chief.
Decaf.
Ginger.
And the denied Murphy.
Oh.
I got it out a little bit there.
Yeah, you did. Just a little. You're used to little. All right, folks. We appreciate every single one of you listening. If we're not live...
You'll get us in the archive.
Download the show. Share it with your friends.
Now.
Put it on your friend's iPod.
And don't forget, speaking of friends, spankwagon.net has its own MySpace page.
Yay! MySpace.com/my spankwagon.
Not my spankwagon, just spankwagon. And we also do have our own forums. You can go there and talk with us. Chit-chat about the show.
Vote on
give us ideas.
Speaking of which, we would really encourage and really be happy if more people would use the forums. Because I'd rather have people on there using the forums instead of all of these spammers, of which I cleaned out 310 spam logins yesterday alone.
Wow.
Cry me a river. Pump.
Okay, I'll use it.
That's why he's pissed off.
Use the fucking forums. That's why I put them up, people.
So tune in next week where we actually will have the demo and review of the OnTech nice hot coffee.
We may have someone in studio, won't we?
I don't remember
anymore.
We'll see if we
can. Decaf has glitter on his forehead. I think he was just at the strip club.
Way to go,
no,
brother.
He had his head in my
pants
again.
At least he doesn't go to the strip club to talk religion.
Oh.
God, you're a faggot.
Sorry, my karma.
It wasn't my fault.
originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.